This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Millions of people around the globe have been affected with a widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted IT network of multiple businesses, banking services and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for IndiGo, Akasa and SpiceJet airlines are down nationwide. The airline across the globe reported that the check-in systems is experiencing a global outage since morning. They are currently collaborating with Microsoft to resolve the issue. The Mumbai airport has been the hardest hit, while the impact at Delhi airport remains minimal, with most disruptions occurring in Terminal 2. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, CERT, IN, has issued an advisory in the wake of the Microsoft Windows outage. The advisory added that if hosts are still crashing and unable to stay online to receive the channel file changes, certain steps can be used to work around for this, including booting Windows into safe mode or the Windows recovery environment and booting the host normally. It also advised the users to check the latest updates from CrowdStrike portal. Even IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that his ministry is in touch with Microsoft and his associates regarding the global outage. He said the reason for this outage has been identified and updates have been released to resolve the issue. The minister also informed that the National Informatics Center's network is not affected. The outage also caused a grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to U.S.-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. The company said the engineering teams are actively working to resolve the issue. Many users in India as well have reported an outage in Microsoft services on Down Detector. The IT issues also affecting other countries with outages reported from New Zealand and Japan. Even Bangladesh death toll is 39 in the anti-quota protest. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka has advised its nationals to avoid local travel and minimize movement outside the living premises. The External Affairs Minister in a social media post requested in the nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the Distinguished Service Awards in Defence Investiture Ceremony 2024 Phase 2 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena were among those present on the occasion. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine the contours of Article 361 of the Constitution, which grants blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. The top court's order came on a plea of former woman employee of West Bengal Raj Bhavan, who has alleged molestation by Governor C.B. Ananda Bose and a wrongful confinement by the officials there. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has conducted a detailed and thorough investigation in the misdemeanor of Pooja Khedkar, a provisionally recommended candidate of the Civil Services Examination 2022. It said that the investigation revealed that she fraudulently availed attempts beyond the permissible limit under the examination rules by faking her identity, a way of changing her name, her father's and mother's name, her photograph and signature, her email, ID, phone number, and addresses. The government will introduce 6 new bills, including the one to amend the disaster management law in the monsoon session of parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The monsoon session of parliament will begin on July 22nd and will continue till August 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July 23rd. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness of the inputs received for the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on the 28th of this month. In Women's Asia Cup Cricket T20 defending champions India will kick off the campaign against arch rivals Pakistan on the tournament's opening day in Dambulla, Sri Lanka this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.